You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
On quite another note this holiday week, little tin horns and little toy drums, little toy dolls that cuddle and coo, elephants, boats, and kitty cars too. Isn't that how it goes from the official song, Santa Claus Coming to Town? But if Santa showed up with that stuff in 2013, I mean, there'd be a lot of pouting. Once upon a time, toys were just toys until they became electronic toys. My first electronic gift was a transistor radio, lo these many years ago, made by Sharp, and a set of 100-milliwatt walkie-talkies. We've made some progress technologically in the years since I was impressed by that radio, so much so that my kids ask these days, "What's a radio, Dad?" Thanks for that. Gerardo writes on Facebook that his favorite electronic toy was his Game Boy. Traditional Sandy is sticking with her Legos and Lincoln Logs. Legos, by the way, have gone completely techie with the times, have you noticed? Listener Zach loved his Mr. Potato Head, who went on to have a movie career in the Pixar flicks Toy Story. Well, Manoush Zomorodi is here now with some advice on making your tech toy choices more intelligent, avoiding the carnage of Grand Theft Auto, and encouraging creativity without making the whole tech toy experience feel like an educational public radio podcast. By the way, Manoush is host and managing editor of WNYC's podcast, New Tech City. Manoush, welcome.
Great to be here, John, as always.
All my kids talk about are electronic tech toys and new phones, headphones, tablets. What's a daddy to do?
Yeah, well, you know what? Here's the thing, John. I've decided to take this opportunity to try to convince you to redefine what a tech toy actually is. Because if you go online, you'll see, first of all, the number one seller this year for a gift is indeed a tablet. And if you look up best tech toys, they're usually writing something like there's this robotic puppy that's really big on the list right now, or a scooter that's an electric scooter. And these are what are considered tech toys. But really, what we should be thinking is that a tech toy, yes, it makes sure that a kid is having fun and is totally engaged, but that it's working on their brain as well, their spatial and logical reasoning, their executive functioning, their hand-eye coordination. Not that they're just pushing a button and watching machine do something, but what about the kid? What are he or she doing?
Now, that doesn't sound like so much Santa Claus as it does kind of Dr. Claus.
Am I sounding too worthy here?
Well, I don't know. I mean, are the kids really going to respond to something that's like, you know, a tablet that also juggles and plays Mozart and helps their brains?
Okay.
You know?
I hear your fears here. Yeah. And so what I've done is I've found some examples for different age groups.
All right.
And here's my criteria, right? They're not going to be over $100. Most of these $100.
Okay.
Most of these are under $50. They require brain power.
Okay.
And they are fun. Okay,
fine.
So let's start with the little ones. Mine are getting older, but you've done these before. Magformers or magnetiles. These are clear plastic squares that have magnets on them. And seriously, kids can build for hours. And they don't have the frustration of some of the other things that you build with because you don't need, you know, the little ones, they don't have the, sometimes they can't push the Legos together
right.
These you can actually see buildings come to life or create little boxes or all and
because
fill
they
them
have
with.
Magnets. They,
exactly.
Right. Yeah, yeah. All right. And you don't lose them. And if you lose like six of them, then it's useless. And they stay together. They're
infinite. Exactly.
Right.
Infinite. You
Very
can keep
good.
Going. They are not cheap. This is definitely something that's a bit of a investment, but I think it's worth it. So that's, you know, for the little ones. Let's keep going with that, though. One of the biggest things at schools right now is the rainbow loom. And I've decided, you know what, my little boy, how come all the girls get to have the fun with the rainbow loom? I'm getting that for my little guy because he gets some occupational therapy. This is great for fine motor skills and creativity.
It's literally a loom, right? I mean,
it's
you're making
a loom.
So you're doing the warp and the weft and the...
Yeah. Low-tech loom with rubber bands, but good for fine motor skills and for spatial reasoning.
As a parent, just a little piece of advice.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't say occupational therapy when you give him the gift. Okay, just
Don't go there?
Yeah, just don't go there. No, we need to.
Are you kidding? We're going to set up a rainbow loon shop in the living room, make one for everyone.
Nice.
He's going to be the master of his own domain.
All right, keep going.
Okay, so the other thing that I love are these new kits that come that actually are electronics. So one is called Snap Circuits Junior Electronics Projects Kit. It's a really long name.
Now, these are her what age? What age here?
Okay, so school age. So, like, you know, 8 to 12 kind of thing.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Great.
So they have over 100 projects that you can make with this. You can use the circuits, the motors, and the switches to make something like an AM radio or a sound-controlled switch. Or you could make an alarm that if your nosy little brother opens a drawer, the alarm goes off.
No, my son loves these. We've picked up some of this stuff at maker fairs, and they're very, very popular in the sort of maker culture, but they're moving out and becoming more of a mainstream thing.
That's absolutely right. Goldieblocks is another one that was the number one seller on Amazon, actually. And this came from a woman who was an MIT engineer. So this one's aimed at girls, which kind of annoys me, but that's another segment, I think. What you do with Goldieblocks is you build these spinning machines. They're basically wheels on pegs, and they're bound with ribbon, and you do it according to this story. She has to build machines, I think, to travel through the story. All right, you want some more?
Keep going.
These marble things are so cool. You build basically roller coasters for marbles. You can make the craziest machines with these 250 pieces, right? And you set it up and it can like spin and fly through the air and you can, it's just.
So wait, it's a track for a marble.
Exactly.
And you create the pathways and it goes up, down. So it's kind of like the dominoes thing, only there's less setup.
More crazy variation because you don't have to stay on the ground. You can go up and over and around.
And again, if you lose one piece, is the thing useless?
No, dude. These are infinite. Keep going.
Modularity.
Exactly.
Okay,
that's what's in. Okay, nice. So now the tweens, right? A little bit older here.
Yeah.
This is an expensive one, but I've heard people say that it is one that keeps giving. It's the Lego Mindstorms. Have you done those?
Yep. No, they're fantastic.
They're not cheap, though.
No, they're not cheap.
And then another place that I want to send people is this 3D printing company called Shapeways. You can go on there and create your own thing. They will print it out for you and mail it to you. I made a New Tech City ring. I know you're very impressed.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess the mission here and the takeaway is really think way beyond tablets and Kindles. The tech opportunities for play are burgeoning and limitless.
Yeah, exactly. And I think also, you know, if you're like me and all you can do is press the button, right? I think what we're talking about is building skills, right, in kids, instead of being like, oh, you press that button, in 5 years you're going to be able to press even more buttons, right? Build the damn buttons yourselves. That's what we're saying.
All right. Manoush, thanks so much.
Great to be here, John.
Manoush Zamarodi is the host and managing editor of WNYC's New Tech City. And to see a full list of recommendations, visit our website at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.